Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Dems are bucking up, a big rise with the letter S as a dollar sign in fight for Senate. Explain, sir.
Yeah, the state Democrats who are trying to win control of the chamber in the Senate have raised about $1.3 million since July. They have $900,000 heading into the final sprint of the campaign. They need to pick up one seat to take over control.
If we stand here today and we look into the political crystal ball, are Democrats optimistic that they will take it?
Yeah, they are optimistic. They think that given what's going on with the Republicans in Washington and the Donald Trump era, that there's enough seats that are in play that they can pick up the one they need. The places to look are Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and even upstate. But really, and they think there's a seat in Brooklyn, Marty Golden's seat, a veteran incumbent that they can defeat. So they think with all those opportunities, they can pick up at least one. They expect to pick up more. Needless to say, the Republicans don't believe it'll happen. Or at least that's what they say publicly.
Meanwhile, you have the governor assuming, based on the polls, he wins big in the election. How does he deal with an all-Democratic legislature?
Well, he's been out there trying to help different Democrats, and in doing so, he's getting them to pledge to, you know, maintain the self-imposed 2% cap on state spending increases each year, not to necessarily look to raise taxes. You know, there's a push to raise taxes on millionaires and other taxes. He's been out there trying to back candidates who will back his agenda. He had what was known as the IDC, a group of eight breakaway Democrats who had been aligned with the Republicans up until April. Six of them lost in the primary, so he needs allies in the Senate, and so he's working to try and get them to elected and hopefully be some of his allies within the chamber.
I want to get this in, but we were waiting to see whether the governor would accept the Working Family Party's designation, and he finally did. No surprise there, right?
Yeah, they don't like each other, either side. Even when one supporter at the Working Families Party meeting last week said, look, we just got to put up with him for another 4 years, or if he's indicted. So there's no love lost on either side, but neither side wanted the WFP to be a spoiler, meaning that they would draw enough votes away from Cuomo that it would help Republican Mark Molinaro. So they're together, although they don't really like each other much.
But then there's the ripple effect with Cynthia Nixon and Deborah Glick.
Yeah, Cynthia Nixon, to get her off, she lost to Cuomo in the Democratic primary, and to get her off the Working Families Party line, they had endorsed her, they had nominated her. They had to move her to an assembly race, and she faces veteran assemblywoman Deborah Glick. She says she will not campaign against her, that she wants Deborah Glick to win. The Working Families Party says they're backing Deborah Glick, but you never know. You know, people show up, they see Cynthia Nixon's name on the ballot, maybe they pull it. She doesn't want to serve as an assemblywoman, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, one of the races that perhaps the most competitive here is the AG's race. Now, you have the governor's handpicked candidate, Letitia James, called Tish James, and you have Keith Wolford, who's the Republican and African-American, from Western New York, by the way. And your thoughts as a New Siena poll finds Wolford 14 points behind.
Right. Well, Wolford's 14 points behind. Look, it's going to be hard for any statewide Republican, especially this year, but any year. The last Republican to win statewide was George Pataki as governor. He won a third term in 2002. The last Republican to win an attorney general race was 1994, Dennis Vacco. So it's been a long time. The Republicans have an uphill battle. Since even the Pataki era, the state is even more blue, 2-1 Democrat. So it's going to be hard, but they go into the final weeks of the campaign neck and neck with cash on hand. Wolford has about $900,000. James has about $16,000, which is nothing less than him. She had to go through her primary, don't forget, so she had to spend a lot of money there. So it's going to be interesting to see, but you know, it really is James's race to lose.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or listen to more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.